You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news. Sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
All right, I want to welcome you again to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. That's right. It is Monday, and we have another really good show for you today. Just remember, you can call in. You can join us in the chat, which I will be opening in just a second. I don't know why I feel like I'm late on opening up the chat, but I'll open the chat up for those in the chat room. But I want to remind you, you can call in and join us at area code 909-265-9189 to join us on the program. Yep, you're listening to Esprit Radio on the Ask Kathleen Network. This is Black on Black Crime. Now, if you're not familiar with the show, I'll repeat it. Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. That's what Black on Black Crime is. So just remember that when you're calling in, because we are going to have a heated show today. On this show, we have, all right, let me take a deep breath on this one before we bring Vanessa in. On this show, we have singer Kelly Rowland versus music superstar Beyonce Knowles Carter. We have rapper slash actor, because she's a rapper first, Eve Jeffers, or just Eve, if that's what you call her, versus black man slash Kanye West. She made a statement about Kanye. She ain't have to call him out. And we have a profile of legendary leader, Alhaj Malik al-Shabazz, in honor of his 88th birthday. If you don't know, you will know by the end of this program. We have entertainment updates and more. Just remember, Black on Black Crime, call in 909-265-9189. And if you want to send your comments to us via email, just bobc@soulofsyracuse.com, or check us out in the archives if you missed the show or you want to check out some other shows. It is espriradio.soulofsyracuse.com/BOBC. That's Black on Black Crime. Now, last week's show, singer Toni Braxton, it was her versus actor Shamar Moore. It was a heated show. We had tennis pro Sloane Stephens versus Serena Williams. And, you know, some black journalist was concerned about white stereotypes, so we kind of had to let him know what was going on Black Crime. So we had that and more. So if you want to check that out in the archives, just check us out on espriradio.soulofsyracuse.com/BOBC. If you want to check that out. And like I said, if you want to email us to get any email links to any shows in particular, just send us an email at bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. Okay, I guess I can get started now. Now, before we get into our topics, I just want to talk about some things that are in the news, but, you know, kind of some things that's been missing. But last month, I missed, you know, I think I missed Janet Jackson's birthday and Stevie Wonder's birthday and Honorable Minister Farrakhan's birthday. But yesterday was legendary leader Malcolm X's birthday. Now, Malcolm X, or Alhaj Malik al-Shabazz, had a birthday yesterday. We have a topic at the top of the hour that we're going to talk about. We're just going to kind of go through a little bit of his legacy and give you some information about him a little bit later in the show, so I won't really talk about that too much, but he had a birthday yesterday. Now, the season finale of ABC's Red Hot Scandal, I guess it's a show, Scandal, delivered the series' most-watched telecast ever. Now, Scandal, also on the social stats, you know, for online. Scandal once again topped Thursday night as the most social series with 571,353 tweets. That's the highest number of the season. That's up 83% from last week. And Scandal has now delivered over 4.3 million tweets this season, making it ABC's most social program or social networking program. I don't know how they determine these things. As it has continued to do all season, it has done all season, Scandal outperformed the American Idol finale by a positive 53% or 3,661 tweets. I don't know why you need to know those numbers, but just in case, we have them here. Now, President Barack Obama traveled to Atlanta and delivered a rare yet impassioned speech at Morehouse College about race and the evolution of black men in America. He said, "There are some things as black men we can only do for ourselves. There are some things as Morehouse men, that you are obligated to do for those still left behind." So the president said, as graduates, as Morehouse men, you now wield some even more power than the diploma you hold or you're about to collect, and that's the power of your example. We've got no time for excuses, not because of the bitter legacies of slavery and segregation that have not vanished, not because the bitter legacy of slavery and segregation, they have not vanished entirely. They haven't. The president added, not because racism and discrimination no longer exist, they're still out there. Keep setting an example for what it is, for what it means to be a man. Keep setting an example for what it means to be a man. So that was the basis of the president's speech, and he did a great job as always. And on that note, let's bring in our partner in crime, my partner in crime, Finesse, onto the show. That will be host, columnist, your Black World nominee, contributor. Let's bring Finesse in. My bad. I'm not blasting him today. So you get a Your Black World nominee. I'm sorry. It just hit me.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Nothing but, see, I got you like Kai. You know Kai's on, so we usually laugh before Kai comes in, but that's the first time you ever came on that we could not talk before we kept going. How you doing?
Oh, Kai's on?
Well, yes, let me bring her on. That would be author, contributor, and columnist for Soul of Syracuse, Kai Sims. Hey, Kai.
Hello. Top of the afternoon to the both of you.
Hey, Kai, I've been missing your voice. How you doing?
Hey, don't get muted. Don't get muted early. Let's keep it level.
Can I talk to my teacher? Can I talk to my professor alone?
No.
Can I get some privacy?
You know, I only opened Finesse's mic because we were talking about the president, and he couldn't keep together to talk about the Morehouse speech that the president gave just because Kai is distracting to him.
That is a
shame.
I got to unloose the mic. You talking about Kai on.
Yeah, Kai's been a distraction for eons, so that's not new to Kai, but, you know.
Stop it, guys. Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We should have put her on mute and talked about her like we about to. Oh, wait, Kai, I want to say this. As nice as he's being to you, we going to bash this girl today.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna later on we're gonna bash Finesse's girl.
Yeah,
you know who that is, right?
I hope the commission's coming on.
Which
nice
one?
I need some separation papers.
the one that I keep mispronouncing her name.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the relationship.
Right.
Relationship's over.
Is it because she's not eating?
No.
Well, throw another log on the fire, so to speak.
Well, she might be eating, but we can't.
Oh, hey, Finesse, I know what you're going with this. No, sir. And you're listening to Black on Black Crime, where we don't commit them We just exposed black crimes. Right. Oh, and while I'm at this, let me say, there is news that the film and biopic for Josephine Baker is currently in development. Producer of the film, Lance Rainbow, I guess is his name, publicly stated that he wanted, well, this is what he said: Rihanna is one of the most talented performers of this millennium. I don't know why he said that. And with her unique acting and performance abilities, I have no doubt that she'll bring Josephine Baker back to life on the big screen. Now, they haven't cast yet, but he is rooting for Rihanna to play Josephine Baker.
And like I said,
I missed this one because of Daniel's about to come in, but before I bring you in, Daniel, let me read this internet comment. I think Maya is a good choice. She can dance and she's trained in dancing while she was growing up. So she's a trained dancer.
And you know what? I was going to make the comment. Can they please pick someone as good as Lynn Whitfield was when she portrayed Josephine Baker? And as
big of a fan as I am of
Rihanna, I don't think she's the best choice. I think Maya would be a much better choice.
Somebody's mic is open. You can't say Maya.
And I love Rihanna, but I think Maya would probably be a better choice.
Yeah. I do too.
Okay. Wait a minute. I was going to say, so we have to, let's ask Daniel. Daniel, do you think Maya is okay? Yeah.
Oh, great. Yes, Lord. I will see that movie 35 times. Just put it in the movie 10 times in a row.
Wait, it would not just be Josephine Baker's story. It would be Maya's story. So
exactly, man. Yeah. Academy Award.
Yeah, he's already given her the Oscar.
And you know what? You know what? I think that she could. I think that that's a strong possibility if she was to play that role. I think she can do it.
Yeah. I think she'd be perfect for it, actually. That was my non-biased opinion.
Maya has a little bit of an edge to her. Obviously, we know the history of Josephine Baker. Mm-hmm. She was, for her time, definitely going beyond the boundaries of what people expected, so she had to take her act over the front. But, yeah, right. I could totally see Maya playing that part.
Yeah, and even physically, Maya's more similar to Josephine Baker. Rihanna's very tall and lean, and I'm sure you guys already know Maya's more, shorter and curvier and.
Oh God! I wasn't going to say that.
She is geometry personified.
Oh God!
All the ellipses, asymptotes. What are they saying coming back to America? You look so good, I could sop you up with a biscuit.
Okay. There's way too much Maya love on here. And let me say this.
Oh, God.
Okay, I didn't put any pictures of Maya up on the board. I figured we had enough of that today. First of all, let me say this because we have another internet comment that says, that's actually a role that I could see Zoe, what's her name, playing. Now, because the person, I had to cut that comment because the first part said that since she did such a bad job on the, what's her name? I forgot the role that she's playing that she had to get darkened for. Nina Simone.
Nina Simone,
so,
yes.
Right, and so they said that may be something that Zoe Saldana can play, but...
And since you brought that up, have you guys seen the new pictures yet?
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, I know we talked about it.
We talked about it before, but there are some newer pictures.
Well,
I guess because I do movie reviews, I get this stuff early, so sometimes I don't know if they're leaked. And they still are not. They made her dark, but she's nowhere near Nina Simone dark. And they changed the facial. Nina Simone had a wide nose. She still has a small nose.
Yeah.
And they put. Well. And they're not. They're not doing any. They're not doing. I think that this. I think this would be a big disaster. I have no idea why they didn't get India Irie. What's her name that's about to go to jail for 2 months for tax evasion? Lauren Hill got all her money from that.
Don't help him, Daniel, when he commits a crime like that.
I'm not committing
the
crime.
Woman,
they should have got somebody else.
I was just answering the question.
I'm just saying they should have got somebody else.
Wait a minute. Since everybody's committing a crime, I'm going to quote Kai by saying, did she beef up for the movie? See, that was still...
No. She did not.
That was like paraphrasing you, Kai. I'm sorry.
No, she didn't beef up.
With them. All right.
Looked like she just munched out, but she didn't beef up.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Now... This is Black on Black Crime. You're listening to, you can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. Finesse needs help. And I mean, we might have a spot clearing up in a moment because Finesse may have to take a moment to herself. Take an aspirin or something. We didn't flag him yet, mind you. He's already on edge. So we're going to say no caffeine for Finesse.
I think you have to go and really explain what Black on Black Crime, because if somebody texts me one more time and asks me what this means, I think every week we need to state that so that people listen and understand.
They don't listen to the beginning of the show. I said three times. Black on Black Crime is when Black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze Black people in areas they won't consider anyone else, and that means any white folks or anyone else. So when you overtly focus and criticize Black people, you commit a black-on-black crime. I might want to say for our panel, there is such a thing called a justified black-on-black crime. When you bash somebody else, we will bash you. Okay. Play that back to your heart's content.
Well, hey, I'm going to do both.
Except for Finesse. We have to kind of run a disclaimer for Finesse for black-on-black crime. Now, and on this program, if you don't know, this would be actress/rapper Eve Jeffers, or Eve is what they call it, Eve, versus Black Men / Kanye West. That's not a black-on-black crime. I'm not saying he's not black, but she bashed Black Men and Kanye West, so her crime will probably be on Kanye since she pointed him out. And we have singer Kelly Rowland versus the music icon, superstar, Beyonce Knowles Carter. I know we've done Beyonce before, but it seemed like everybody wanted to bash her. They commit crimes just bashing her. So we are asking that question, and we have a profile of legendary leader Alhaj Malik El Shabazz in honor of his 80th birthday. If you don't know, shame on you in your education system, but that would be Malcolm X for those who didn't know his birthday was yesterday. All right, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. You know, I just want to give a shout-out to everyone on the line. If you want to join us on the program, just hit one on your line. The commission isn't here, so I'm sure everybody's going to act up for a little bit before she gets here. Finesse, he's looking forward for his flag. So I didn't mean to call him out. That is a black-on-black crime, by the way. By definition of the show, that is a black-on-black crime.
For a little Finesse bit. Is gonna I'm going to do it all the way through.
At least he's warning you first.
I'm just being honest.
So, in other words, keep your hand near the mute button.
Yeah, you know it. And let me cue this bump up early for Finesse because he's gonna need to take a breath before we go into break. He's gonna commit a bunch of black on black crimes. But thanks for joining us. Call in 909-265-9189 to join us on Black Crime. We are going to come back and talk about, okay, we probably should start with something a little light. We're going to talk about the Beyonce and Kelly situation first because we're going to have to bash Finesse's woman later. Finesse, are you ready for that?
Oh, yes, I am. I need a divorce attorney. Call the show.
Yeah, see, I'm going to give her some time to come in to get you that divorce or that annulment. I'm trying to pacify Kai. All right,
okay.
We'll be back after this message.
everywhere are finding ways to keep kids active and healthy. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov.
Hands can do incredible things.
Welcome to Esprinet News 90-Second News Break. The CBO expects this year's budget deficit to be more than $200 billion below its estimate. The deficit is expected to continue to improve next year and beyond, with the 2015 deficit now projected at just 2.1% of the economy. U.S. Airlines collected more than $6 billion in baggage and reservation change fees from passengers last year, the highest amount since the fees became common practice 5 years ago. Colgate-Palmolive has revealed plans for a toothbrush with a built-in caffeine patch to deliver morning coffee as you brush. The firm showed off plans for everything from mint to apple-flavored patches. They can also expand the offerings to include drugs such as aspirin and even a diet toothbrush with a patch that releases an appetite suppressant. Over the next 5 years, the U.S. will account for over a third of all new oil supplies, according to a new report. The U.S. will change from the world's leading importer of oil to a net exporter and is expected to overtake Russia as the world's biggest gas producer by 2015. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Espritnet News on ACN.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. We're on with Vanessa, and we have Kai and Daniel on the program today. I want to say, I just want to say what's up there. What's up, people?
What's up?
I just want to make sure everybody. Okay. The board is a little stuck, so I don't know if you're on, if you can hear, if it's going in and out. It's just a little crazy. So
I'm
I want
here.
To also... See, Finesse works, my bad. All right, so Finesse works, and he's up. And I want to say what's up to Lavina in the chat room. Hey, girl, thanks for joining in, tuning in.
That's my commissioner right there.
Oh, look. See, Kai, see how he sells out? Okay. She is commissioner of the chat. Well, don't tell him.
No,
that.
Kai.
All right. So,
Esprit's not telling you what he tried to do last week. He tried to bribe the new commissioner when the old commissioner ain't here, and she flagged his butt last week. That's why. I finally got some fairness.
Uh-oh.
Okay, see, wait a minute. Now, that is my girl in the chat. So I just want to tell you this. Finesse, she did see your side a little bit, but
a lot. A lot.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, she took it a little bit. I'm just gonna put it that way. A little bit. See, she's not saying anything. Don't get mad and try to flag somebody now.
Just go on with the
right.
show.
Lavina, if you wanna hit one on the line and come in, let us know, and you can flag Finesse because he's about to show out. So I played a little Beyonce for this segment because singer Kelly Rowland has been making her media rounds preparing for her fourth solo album called Talking a Good Game. And she's a former Destiny Child member. She leaked a new song that exposed her one-time feelings of envy towards her childhood friend, Beyonce Knowles. She said in the song, when my sister's on stage killing it like a MF, I don't know why she got a cuss in her song, killing like an MF. I was in a rage, feeling like a MF-er. I don't know why she had to say that. Okay, now this is what she's singing in her song.
Sell the record.
Exactly. She is really jealous. The song is titled Dirty Laundry, right? And so she went on to say, we went our separate ways, but I was happy she was killing it. Bittersweet, she was up, I was down. No lie, I feel good for her, but what do I do now? Now, Kelly is 32 years old, acting like she's about 12, but that's just me. That's a black on black crime. My bad. Don't let me pull back from that, because that's just commentary in the story. And so anyway, what do you think about her writing a song about talking about her envy and jealous of Beyonce? Let's go with Daniel and Houston, since they're hometown folks. Daniel, we'll let you have first crack at your hometown folks. And I love Houston, so I'm not hating. What do you think?
Well, I will say this is something that isn't new, but it is unique in that you actually have someone in the group who is not as popular as the quote-unquote lead singer that is actually expressing their envy and their jealousy. I mean, if you can think of any group that's broken up, it's all because, or typically because there's one person getting the shine more than the other. And at some point, they've had enough, and they have to go their separate ways. I applaud her in her ability to finally speak up and own what she's been feeling all of these years. As far as the marketability of it, I mean, it may work, it may not, but I think it is truly something unique in that someone in a group is actually speaking up and saying, hey, I was hating on her big time.
Okay, and you know, that just, I was going to commit a black-on-black crime to name all these artists that stepped out from their group, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to go to Kai. I'll let Kai go next. Kai, what do you think about Kelly and what she said?
I don't know why people would be surprised. This is like Ellen coming out saying she's gay. It was a given. We already knew that.
Ellen's gay?
Yeah.
I mean,
and sometimes I don't think it's in a bad way that she's saying that she was jealous of her, but how can you not, you know, be a little jealous if your friend, you wonder why your friend is shining, star is shining so bright and yours is so dim. And Kelly's a very, very talented performer, and I always felt that way, but Beyonce had that it factor, I guess. Maybe it's Beyonce's time, but I think so much now, part of it, the whole cursing and the admitting that she was jealous and so forth, I think a lot of it is just because she has an album coming out. I mean, the cursing's not necessary. I always looked at her as a very classy lady, so, you know, I'm a little disappointed with the cursing part of it, but understanding and not surprised by the fact that she would be jealous. But, you know, I believe she still supports her. But, I mean, this is nothing surprising to me. How could you not be? I'm jealous of Beyonce. I never performed with her. Not for her singing, though, but more for her shape.
but Kelly can sing, right? And it's like
she's a very good singer.
It's like being friends with LeBron, I would guess. Like, I'm not that tall. I can't jump that high. Like, you can't just look at everybody.
Exactly.
And look in the mirror. You're like, I can shoot free throws better than he can, so I got something.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
I mean, some
people
just have it. Some people just have it, and some people have more of it. Kelly has it. Beyonce just has more of it, whatever it is, and I don't think she'll ever be Beyonce, but she should be the best Kelly that she should, you know, that she could be.
And on the side of nobody would actually be Beyonce either. What would you say, Daniel?
Well, you see that on sports, too. I mean, you've got the superstar,
right,
and you've got the guy who's a second fiddle. Not everybody can be a Scottie Pippen to a Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Not everybody has that personality that says, you know what, I don't mind being second as long as we win. With Kelly in this case, her star didn't shine nearly brightly enough to be. She was second fiddle mainly because the third person in the group wasn't really someone seeking the glory in the first place. So she kind of was in a purgatory, if you want to call it that. And that her star really never did shine brightly enough to be someone of, I mean, I guess to be marketable. When you say this is her fourth album, I'm shocked.
I didn't know that either.
I am very shocked.
Yeah. She
needs better people. She needs better people. Better marketing team.
No. She just does not stand out like Beyonce does. Beyonce just has her. Anyway, we're not going to even go through that. It's just
whatever it is.
Right. It's just she has her look, her temperament, her little southern drawl, like what all of that
and
stuff
her dad.
Works for her.
I mean,
her dad managed Kelly. Well, she managed Kelly for a while, and they both fired her. But anyway, before we bring him up as a black-on-black crime, I just want to say that if you look at somebody in a sports kind of way, when Shaq came in, Shaq came to Miami with already the championships, and Dwayne Wade kind of was second fiddle. Well, I don't know. Dwayne Wade kind of was already out there. And then he was the man. And then LeBron came, and he was like, okay, Batman
right.
and Robin, we'll still rock this. And so
right.
he really does not display this. Now, if he comes out with a book later saying he was a little jealous, it's because, you know, they elevated the game someplace that he still gets billing. He's just not top billing. Oh, and Latavia said in the chat room, and Jay-Z has, and Beyonce has Jay-Z. She's laughing at this.
Well.
But anyway, okay. Now, let's go to Finesse, because I was holding off on Finesse. I'm sure he would have probably brought that up anyway. But, Finesse, what do you think about Kelly Rowland's statement about Beyonce?
Well, a couple of things. Daniel's right. She needs to make better choices as far as her marketing. Not only her marketing, but her production team. Now, the first album is mute, because I always thought that the father, of course he's going to look out for his daughter. So there's no way he made Kelly's album shine, and I thought it was going to be a hot album, and it was horrible. Second album had one hit, and the rest of it was horrible. And then she came with this new image where she was all sexing and all this
right.
other stuff, song motivation. So it is what it is. But at the same time, Kelly, there's no way I would have put a song out there because she know how Beyonce is and how Beyonce mind things. So you put a song out there. Beyonce just let you come out with the Super Bowl with her, which I thought was great. So I guess to sum it up in my Chris Rock voice, I bet you there ain't going to be no Destiny Child 3.
And you know what I wonder, though? I wonder if she gave her the respect to let her know that this song was coming out. And, you know, isn't that part of being
just
a team player? You know how to play your position. Her position is, as long as she's connected to Beyonce, her position will never be in the front.
Right. That's like Jermaine and when Michael did get back with the group, Jermaine think he's going to take the lead. It ain't going to happen.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And Jermaine had a good voice. Don't even sweat on Jermaine. He was the oldest.
Well,
come on
so
now.
So does Kelly.
Well, Jackie was
and
oldest.
So does Kelly. But when you're with a group, it's the one person that shines. There's only been one group, in my opinion, that has been able to get away with it, and that's because there's no Eagles. And that would be New Edition. Yes, Bobby did leave, but Bobby came back, and they all played their position. I mean, that's the only group I've ever seen. And where you have all those guys talented, and they don't fight, they figure out a way to share it, and everybody shines. For Kelly, it just didn't work, but it's more so the material that Kelly picked. And I say this, and I'm not a big Beyonce fan, but Beyonce puts in the work, and I think that's the bigger difference.
Yeah.
Beyonce puts in the work. She's learned from Jay-Z. She's learned if I'm going to be the star, I got to be the star. And that means the practicing, the writing, the performing, all of that. And with some people, they don't want to do all that.
Right. I mean, look at Michelle. Yeah. It was clear that one thing about Michelle, she wasn't the best singer. She's definitely not the best dancer, but she's consistent. And the Michelle in Destiny's Child is the Michelle who does plays and travels now, is the Michelle who did maybe a gospel, tried her hand at gospel. But she's consistently Michelle Williams.
Yep,
you know,
she's
Kelly
very
goes,
successful being Michelle Williams,
right.
the gospel singer or whatever. She's
right.
comfortable, right?
She's comfortable with who
she
is. And Kelly goes from the sexual diva to the, you know, all these different roles. She's got to, and there's nothing wrong with that, but she's got to find a personality and find a brand that is Kelly Rowland and stick to that brand.
Right. One minute she's bald-headed, the next minute she ain't. One minute she got implants, the next minute
all
she
right,
don't.
All right.
I mean, come on, Kelly. Get it together, girl.
Right.
Don't come on here playing.
You're listening to the Black on Black Crime at Esprit Radio. You can write us at bobc@solarsyracuse.com. I will forward all of them to Finesse. I'm not deleting them.
It's like that dial. Ty, you remember that dial you used to have when you was little? You pulled a string and the hair grew?
Thank you very much.
Strangely enough, I never liked dials.
Somebody is really cruising for the mute button, aren't they? They just need to speech it for it. All right, let's try to get a little Kelly Rowland sympathy. Now, Rowland, who's 32, also explains in her song how physically abused and manipulative relationships placed her at odds with Beyonce and her family. Now, here's the lyrics. Meanwhile, this blank put his hands on me. When you're sulking in tears for it, it never airs out. When you make pain look good, it never wears out. He turned me against my sister, and I miss you. Okay, that didn't help, did it?
Put it down in a book.
There's a lot more to what goes on in these people's lives than what we see publicly. So obviously that can have an effect on a woman. And any woman who's been physically or emotionally abused, that's going to affect her relationships with other people. I mean, because she's trying to figure out, why do I don't deserve this? Why is this happening to me? And especially if he's one of those types that, why are you going around those people? You know, that becomes a problem for him, that she's going to try to appease him. So, I mean, I definitely can understand how that could have affected her relationship with her girls.
Well, see, but, I'm not a woman. Don't pretend to be a woman. And those feelings and all the stuff
that
they go through.
Thanks for clearing that up, Ellen. Uh-huh.
But, Ellen, wish you could be me. But the problem I have with this is, it seems to me, and I'm going to say this, and I don't mean anything, but it seems to me there are certain things that have become fads. You know, everyone's talking about they were abused. You don't hear about it until they're on their last string, and then they talk, now they're abused, or they start going the religious route. You know, now everyone comes out and say, I'm gay or I'm bisexual. You don't know what's for real, what's fake anymore. And it seems like to me it's a reach. Because these are things that if you had issues with Beyonce, you don't put them on record. You go and address that with that person. That's, to me, what you would do.
Don't commercialize your pain.
Right, exactly. Because what it does, unfortunately, is there's real abuse victims. Not that she wasn't, but there's real domestic abuse victims. And it waters down their pain, and if you were going through all this trauma, you're absolutely right, Finesse. Why do you wait until an album is coming out? The fourth album, because she. My guess is she may be worried about sales. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not that's something you go and talk to a therapist or a friend or a pastor or someone about, and you write about it. Yeah, if that's your way of healing your pain, definitely write about it. But right before the album is due, I don't know.
Ain't she friends with Lala? Why don't you talk about it with Lala?
Oh, that's right.
Right?
She's really close with Lala, so she should have been fine. All right. So just take a note from Run and D. I don't think they ever had a falling out, have they?
Oh, running
down. Exactly. No, I'm saying they did. So
they
I just wanted to put. Huh?
Yeah, they had issues.
I didn't hear you. Oh,
I said
everybody
had issues.
Everybody has issues. So I just.
I don't.
Just
I'm to, saying.
Finesse got issues. I just want to say that. You're listening to Black on Black on the SB Radio. We're going to take a quick break and come back and run We Down With The King. So we'll be back after this message.
Text message.
You still coming?
Call Sharon.
Hey, where are you?
Is that Charlie? Tell her to see you wait.
You need direction?
No. I'm good.
Thought you had plans.
Oh, I do.
Luxury well chosen. The 2012 Lincoln MKX.
Every 26 seconds, a kid drops out of high school. But without an education, you never know where you're going to land. Wake up. Life is too short to sleep through it. Good dreams start here.
State Farm and LeBron are helping kids graduate. Get involved at 26 Seconds on Facebook.
Applebee's 2 for 20 is back and fresher than ever.
So, Dave, you and the wife at separate tables now?
Honey, it's my 2 for 20 club night.
I think it's my 2 for 20 club night.
So grab your 2 for 20 club and savor inspired new favorites like tender chicken fettuccine carbonara and garden fresh bruschetta chicken. Or go for a classic like our 7-ounce house sirloin. That's one appetizer, two entrees, just $20.
Mom, Dad?
It's the freshest 2 for 20 yet, only at Applebee's. Now serving half-priced appetizers late night.
If you don't mind, would you pull that bass up a little bit, my mom?
I will.
And pull up them drums a little higher. I want you them drums kicking.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. On today's show, we've already talked about singer Kelly Rowland versus music icon Beyonce Knowles Carter. You can call in and join us if you have any comments about that. Next up, we're going to talk about actress, rapper Eve versus black men and / Kanye West, because Kanye is black. I'm just saying. All right, now Finesse, I'm opening up your mic. I know he was. If y'all don't know Kai and Daniel, Finesse was still ranting about Kelly on the way out.
hey, Charles Barkley just texted me.
You okay. Hear
me? For real? He texted me and he said Kelly Rowland's weave is just terrible.
See, that's why I put him on mute. I just want to let y'all know right now.
Horrible.
This is why Finesse is constantly on mute. And by the way, for those who are just listening, that is a black on black crime.
Yes, it is.
Well, actually, technically, that probably is it, because that would be overtly focused. That's just criticizing.
You open up a whole new can of worms when you go to the weed. That could get you in trouble.
Exactly. You are lucky the commissioner isn't on that, because you know black
girls' hair is
way off the limit.
If you buy your weed, I'm good. I'm fine. You buy weed. But her weed looks cheap. I'm serious. You got all that money in it. It's cheap. It looks cheap. It looks like she came down to the Baltimore Five and Dime and bought her weed. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Okay, just move on from Finesse. No comments.
It's terrible. And, it's terrible.
You're listening to Black on Black Crime. You can join us in the chat room if you have any comments about anything but Finesse and talking about that particular subject. You can email us at dobc@solarsyracuse.com, or you can call in and join us. Now, here's our Eve versus Kanye moment. Now, rapper, actress Eve, who's 34, and I'm about to give her government, born Eve Jeffers, recently made headlines for her comments about wanting her future children with her Caucasian boyfriend, I'm not going to say his name, to be raised colorblind, which was met with some criticism from fans online. And she said, I don't want them to see color. I never did. She's a Philly native. She said in an interview with Vibe Vixen, I grew up in the hood, and my mother was very good at not being a black thing, even though I grew up around black people. I want them to know everything about kids of all races. At this point, it still annoys me that race is such a big issue in 2013. She said, get over it. I guess that's how she talks now. During the interview, she points out a number of famous black men who have dated and married outside their race, including the current poster child for interracial dating, is what they're saying in the article, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. She said she believes that media covers her love life is disproportionate because she's a black woman dating a white man. What the F is the problem is what she said, referring to Kardashian and West. She's not black. They're not the same race. But no one says a thing. I don't understand. Black men have been doing this for years. All right, so I'm going to get us to Kai first, because race is technically not the issue. She is pretty much hating on Kanye, that she thinks he doesn't get away with it, and I see him on the news every doggone day. So, Kai, what do you think about Eve shot to point him out? Is that a black-on-black crime that she isolates him?
I think Kanye's in the news more so because of his antics and other, aside from Kanye's baby.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was before her. That was before he was dating her. He was in the news.
Yeah,
right?
And she's a popular, and still, I mean, some of the stuff he does is just beyond me. But, you know, well, here's my take on it. Since I'm the only girl on the show today.
That's why you had to start off first, because you know we're going to bash her. So I had to start off.
Yeah. It's just kind of like that scandal thing.
It sure is. It just seems like that, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I'm going to say, I watched a recent interview of the new improved Eve, who's totally different from the Rough Rider Eve. Even her dialect has changed. So
yeah,
her
say it,
image.
Kai.
Huh?
Say it, Kai.
Yeah,
get
I mean,
home.
Her image, her whole persona has changed. So she definitely has, someone has groomed her well. She's dating a man other than a black man, so what else would we expect her to say? You know, she can't date a millionaire white man or non-black man and say, you know, I love black men. That wouldn't make sense. But the other part of that is...
Yeah, she could. She could love her daddy. She could love her brothers. She can't
but
say
she just,
that she doesn't
she just,
like black
formed
men.
Her, she just reconnected with her father after 20 years, 10 or 20 years of not speaking to him. They just reconnected, I think on her 31st birthday or something. But... In all fairness to Eve, I don't know if she was hating with the whole Kanye thing. She's right. Men do it all the time. Black men do it all the time. I'm at the point, don't get me wrong, I love, prefer, and desire to be with a black man.
Don't do it, Kai. Don't do
but,
it.
I mean,
don't
I'm
do
just
it. It ain't necessary,
honest.
Girl. It ain't necessary for
I
you to
totally
say that.
I totally understand. I totally understand.
You don't have to empathize with her. I know where you're going with this. You do not
in
have to emphasize with
rock.
Her.
I ain't saying I agree with it, but I understand.
Okay.
It's true. Men do it all the time. Tell me
okay,
how many real basketball players and athletes
okay,
and
don't,
and
don't
actors.
Commit the crime. Don't commit the crime.
Okay,
Kai, don't do
so
what
much
Eve just did.
Not even so much
she's
the crime,
she's about
time,
to do what
Eve.
She's about
fact.
To point out people.
No, I'm just a fact. Just look at the statistics. How many people in the media do you see, even and it's just based on fact, that are in interracial relationships? And, I mean, it's been accepted for years and years and years when it's a black man and everything other than a black woman, but when it's a black woman with something other than a black man, it's frowned upon. I mean... I hope she doesn't forget her roots and who she is, but I think she should be with who makes her happy, and not at another black man's expense. Now, this is going to be the crime. Unlike black men who date outside of their race and it's at our expense, I hope that she's happy, but not at another black man's expense. Besides, he's a millionaire. Can you blame her?
Okay. So we let Kai vent. I tried to stop her, but she just kept going.
Yeah, there's no
going.
Stopping
she,
a black woman when she talks about
she
that.
No, she got no cover in here. Like, none. So,
I mean, put
I'm
yourself,
gonna,
reverse
gonna,
the role.
Nope.
Put yourself in
I'm
our
sure
position.
Not. I'm sure not. We're talking about Malcolm a little bit later, so we're telling the truth on the program today. So, next up, because Kai is being nice, we're going to go with Daniel because I know Finesse, and mind you, I didn't even bring up his woman. In her dating, because that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about
Ooh.
Her throwing him under the bus because she felt like she was getting attacked.
But do you
Isn't
think she
about
did?
Race?
You think she
yes,
threw
she
him
did.
Under the bus or she used him as an example?
Did she not bash him by saying, what the F is the problem referring to those two? She's not black. And
I thought she was saying it as, what the heck is the problem? Kim's
okay,
not
but
black.
She's not black. Okay, see, now
right.
You're about to make me
so why are they
black
making
black
a big
Ryan.
Deal out of it? Yeah,
okay,
I'm really
why?
Confused. I thought she was saying Kim's not black and him, her and Kanye are dating, so what's the problem? Like, that's the way I read it.
Well, okay, but Kim is famous for her sex tape. See how I just made it black on black crime? See, I could have just did this all day.
Why you got to bring
that
up?
I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, what exactly? Why you had to bring Kim Kardashian up? Because what y'all got in common? See, that's all I'm saying. She's not. They got sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can we do that on another show? I'm sure we can.
So we're going to go to Daniel.
Wait, Eve has a sex tape?
Daniel, you're up.
I didn't know anything about that. Well, the one picture I saw of Eve with her husband, she didn't look very happy. So if you ask me, I think this is a marriage of convenience and about money.
They're not married yet.
I will say this. I bet that Eve has taken a lot of hits from her rap community, her fans, her friends. And I think she's at that point of, I've got to justify why I didn't come with this man. And to deflect some of this, let me pull out somebody else who's dating outside of their race. I mean, I don't get why she would bring up his name in this case. Just handle the question that's been posed to you.
Exactly why it's black on black crime for me is because she did not have to bring up his name. Don't nobody care that you date outside of your race one way or another. But when you start bashing other black people, that is a black on black crime. There is no need for you to focus on anybody else but your doggone self. Do what you do, and nobody will judge you.
Yeah, because a lot of other people's names she could have brought up. Why him in particular?
Not everybody's
in a relationship.
Tiki Barber. Sorry.
Hey, Kai. Kai.
Sorry.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. All right, because Kai never gets muted. I just want to tell y'all, it's just a policy
no,
on this
sorry.
Show.
It's
Kai
Monday
gets to say
and
whatever
in Atlanta. I'm sorry.
maybe it's the rap community. You know, she's looking at one of her peers to say, hey, you know, here's a guy in the rap game, and he's dating outside of his race. Why are you not asking him this question?
Okay, see, I was about to bring up Lil Wayne. There's other people who've done that, but I'm not going to bring that up.
Let me say this from the bigger picture, which is the question of not bringing up race, or what was the term they used in raising the child? The video you had posted that I watched about when you don't address race, I mean, I can't think of a word to use, but when you live in a society that is pervasive, such as rape or racism, you have to address it with your child. It's like telling them to walk across the street without looking both ways. They're going to get hit by it, and you're going to wonder, why didn't you tell me about this, Mom?
Well, that's the issue of, again, it's saying she is distancing herself by using somebody else as cover. This is why I'm asking if it's a black-on-black crime. So we'll bring Finesse up to give us his take on this. And, Finesse, come up. I was going to add something else to that, but I'm not going to do it. Go ahead, Finesse.
It's a crime because she committed against herself, one. Because if it's somebody you like, somebody you care for, it shouldn't matter what nobody else thinks. And I've seen a couple of interviews with Eve where she's getting upset. So my thing is, I don't think she's really comfortable dating somebody who's white. Because she said something before I've heard she did with Hot 97 where she said something back to him. She said, you know, well, you wouldn't understand because you're white. And like
wow.
Daniel said, if you don't have these conversations before, and I'm going to address, you know, I'm going to put myself out there. I have dated outside my race. And it's because based on what, because where I was at, I heard that. Because of where
I was at,
because it was a person that cared for me. But before we even get involved, because I've never been involved with anybody outside my race, it was a conversation. And that conversation is, what are you going to do if somebody calls you an in-lover? How would you handle that? Because those are serious conversations, because there are people out there who don't understand. And it's not for everybody. So she didn't have a conversation. The other thing was, why it's a crime against black men and Kanye West was, because you put him out there and he had nothing to do with the conversation. And Kanye is out there not because he's dating somebody that's white. It's because, mm-hmm. as Snoop said, you can't make her into a housewife, and he made he's got this chick pregnant who's out there. That's why Kanye is in the conversation about okay. that. And the thing with Espy and I talked about this. I don't know if you guys heard the new Kanye track, but Kanye is addressing racism. So it's kind of funny that he brings Kanye up, and then our Kanye's talking about racism, which the new album is nice. I'm proud of Kanye. But anyway, you can't accept your responsibility for what you do. If you love that man, be with that man. But like right. Todd said, the things I noticed was Eve is changing for this man. She's not being true to herself. If you still could, you can still grow and mature, but you can't forget where you come from. You can still love your black men, your brothers, your Rough Rider crew. You can still represent. This is just somebody who you choose to be with. You're not choosing a race. You choosing a mate. And those are totally two different things. And I think people, they lump all this stuff in together. And this is just a side-by-side comment. For my sisters, understand, not all black athletes, all black actors date white women. The media only shows you what they want you to see. Trust me, the numbers are not as high as you think. They're not as high. And you also have to base on area. There are some areas.
Stereotype.
Kai, you live in the area where you know. Y'all sisters got to think about maybe dating outside the race because the brothers are so down low in Atlanta, it's not even funny.
This is true.
All right.
So
yes, all right,
I'm
now,
saying, and that's why brothers choose, that's why people choose different things based on it. You can't expect somebody to be single because, well, I want to just date black people because
you date
that's all
never
it is,
closer
and then they're
to
not
you.
There.
That's all that
right.
is. You, so if you...
And
like
honestly,
wait,
I was joking.
But it's like, I know you were. That's we're just making light of it, and I'm talking in the chat room as we're going.
Kai, you know you got me. Let me grab you.
Whatever
first,
to that.
So don't get muted.
No sir.
No
sir. You're about to lose your chat room commissioner.
In all fairness and respect to your listeners, you're right. Eve didn't have to drop names. But, you
right.
know, you love who you love, whether they're blue, purple,
right.
or green. You love who
See,
you love. You can't control them.
And I'm going to quote Mr. Farrakhan on this one. When you open your heart, God gives you the ability to love, and when you open your heart to anyone, you can fall in love with them. That
right.
is not an issue for people when you fall in love with somebody. It is an issue, however, to throw your race under the bus because you are scared about who you love. Now, that, my friend, is different. So,
if you black and you say I only date white girls, I can't stand that.
That's the
problem with race. Okay,
if
now I just want to say, Lavina's in the chat room. She said, black women do catch hell for dating outside of their race. I wonder how much she's caught on a daily basis from her friends and family, whomever. She said before, like she said, she just may be frustrated. So her issue may be just frustration.
She has to catch
what
her
I
into
it.
Yeah.
Well, I think she can't accept dating. I don't think mentally she has accepted that I'm dating a white guy. And
so aren't they getting ready to get married?
Huh? Yeah.
Aren't they getting ready to get married?
Well, the money is one thing. The love of somebody is totally different.
Okay, can I ask you guys a question? Since it's three of you guys and one of me, and I just wanted to reflect on a comment that you made. And I don't want this to turn into a totally different show or topic, or maybe it should. But is it really? Do you guys really, really, truly believe that you can't turn a person into something else with enough love and support and understanding? I don't want to say the word that we used.
Unless
you're talking about the comment I made about Kim, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do men
really believe that that's a fact, or do you believe that anyone can change once their surroundings and their dynamics change?
Anybody can change if they choose to be. In my eyes, now this is just my opinion. I couldn't see myself ever dating Kim Kardashian because of the because of all the different, every time you turn on the different dudes that she's been with. And it's different in a personal life if somebody doesn't know you, because people have stuff around. I don't know their past, but hers is an open book. So for me, no. But can she change? Yes. Now,
okay,
I don't know
but
if
we're
she's
not
changed.
Talking about Kim.
I don't
we're
know
not
if
talking
she's
about
changed.
Kim. She's asking a generic.
Well, yes, women can okay. change, just like men can change. Because okay. us men are whole
watch
dogs, too.
Right,
right, and everyone has a past.
Well,
everyone
has
a past.
You
so.
Can change if you want to, but if you're still doing the same things, then no. If your pattern is still the same, then no. But if you change, you'll see the difference. And for me, I won't say Kim because I ain't going to be talking about Kim, but yes, you can change. Answer your question.
All right.
Kim
welcome
ain't changed,
to Love on Love and Black on Black Crime today. Our dial number 909-265-9189. All right, Daniel, you're up. You can answer Kai's question.
Well, Kai asked, I didn't quite understand the question. Could you rephrase it for me?
Well, Finesse and Tyler Perry and several other men have said that you can't change a woman of the streets into a housewife. Not a woman of the streets per se, but
a hooker.
You can't change a certain type of character into a housewife. So
oh.
I was just believing, we all have a past. I was just believing, do you guys as men believe that that's true, or can people change if their situations change?
Their situations can change, but me being able to accept that would be a stretch for me, because I wouldn't want someone who's been with a multiple number of people, and sure, that was her circumstance, and that's how she had to survive, and you have to do what you have to do, but I can't see making you the missus if I know all that. That's just a personal opinion, and that's my feeling about it.
But do
okay.
you really, no. really ever know? If a woman
no,
told you it was two
no,
men or
no,
200
never,
men?
You never, well, you never really know, but if you put it out there, then I've got that knowledge.
Okay, now, I have to say, because I do want to answer the question. I have to say this, because this used to be a running joke of mine, is that hookers are really nice to me, and the issue is that it was always running.
I
don't care. I don't care how that sounds. But here's the thing.
How friendly and
people,
at what cost?
No, let me tell you this. Let me say this. Is that what happens is that people treat you how you treat them. And so people who I knew were out doing what they were doing did not act like that around me. I had the pleasure of people being respectful to me. People who I knew cursed
right.
didn't curse around me. It's just kind of – so I believe in answering your question, Kai. Yes, people – women act like women around men is kind of how I always looked at life. So if you are going to be respectful and you are going to take the lead on something, people fall in a natural order. There is a natural order. And so when you feel comfortable, yeah, you won't try to strong-arm your inside of your relationship, if it's just not that kind of relationship. So there's a push-pull kind of tugging thing that goes on. But I think that usually in interaction with men or women, I think women know when they're around men. And I don't really believe that women who are out there like that are like that towards everybody else. They may do that, and then one day it's just like, nope, I don't do that. I found this, and
mm-hmm.
I see the world differently. So I'm a little bit different. Now, I'm not going to give you my personal opinion about it like those two did, but I can just tell you this. I do believe that women do. Everybody is different to everyone else. This is why guys normally don't tell on other guys. So when they're dating,
right.
whether it's their sister or other women, guys don't go, oh, he's just a dog. Because, guys will in the moment be like, no, I'm loyal to her. And then once he breaks up with her, he may run the streets for a while. But we know that that's just habit and behavior. So sorry to take the show on that course.
I know.
To share.
Sorry.
I just wanted to share a break in the action from the you can't change one person to the other. Now, just want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. Our topic that we was discussing is Eve and versus Kanye West. But before we move from this topic because we're going to talk about Malcolm in a little bit. But before we move from that topic, I want to ask Finesse, did he hear about his girl saying something about that she's colorless or something? Isn't that what she said?
I hate to report that. Zoe Zaldana Demps and I are
former.
Bleak,
yeah.
Former. We are separated based on the context. She threw me under the bus by saying she don't see color. That there's no such thing as color.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what you were upset about?
Yeah.
Well, Kai said that was small. You can't know.
No,
because
I thought it was a much
race.
Bigger issue. She said something else too, but
she said she was bi last week. And
she said she's ambiguous to it in that she can see herself one way or another raising a child with another woman. It's what she
whatever.
Said. She didn't say she was okay,
whatever.
My bad.
Oh wow. This week she said she don't see color. She's tired of talking about color. There's no such thing as color. I have a problem with that. You are a woman of color. You're in Hollywood. And for me, again, this is the thing of, okay, it's fine whoever you date. I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm all for people dating if that's who you truly love. But don't sit here and say it doesn't exist only because you continue to get work in Hollywood. You're light-skinned. You're talented, but you're light-skinned. You got the part of our iconic figure, and one of the things that she had to face being a dark-skinned sister was because of her skin color. And you're going to sit there and tell me you don't see color or race? They call President Obama what on a daily basis, and you don't see race? I have a problem with that. And as dark as I am, your husband, you going to say you don't see race?
How are you going to do that inside your house?
At my
okay,
house.
Now, get out.
You don't say that at my house.
You know what?
Ooh, yeah.
I can see him.
What did Nita Brown say in New Jack City? Cancel.
Wait a minute. Here's what I'm thinking, Finesse. You lucky I don't have this on the board, but I was about to play Orange Juice Jones.
Yeah.
Get your Alley Cat Cokeware.
You was messing with the juice.
Oh, yeah.
You just know, trying to get a nut.
That's interesting. Most people who say they don't see color are probably the ones who really do see color. That just doesn't make sense to me that anyone would say that. I mean, we want to be colorblind, but racism exists. So how can we really say, and it's going to always exist. It's existed for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. How can we act like it doesn't? You know?
Because in these cases, and you have this both males and females who are black that do this, they think because they're accepted that they think that there's no color. They figure, well, if I can get through, anybody can do it. You're using it as an excuse. Then you tell that to that young man or that young woman who gets pulled over because of being black or because of being Asian or because of being Muslim. Don't sit here and tell me that you don't see color when
right.
It's more evident now than when it was in the 60s. I mean, it's rampant right now. And
yeah,
so for somebody, again, you're playing an iconic figure and you haven't figured that out, and then you say this comment and you're mad that people talk to you about it.
And
no,
she's
gotta,
going through the roles of what Nina Simone would have experienced, so how could she not say that?
Exactly. So what you going to do, tell the director to take it out of the movie?
Yeah.
Well, it's more colorism than racism about it.
You know, I was going to bring up the whole Django stuff, but I thought we wouldn't live through that again. You know, because didn't Jamie Foxx and those guys act like, oh, everything was cool until they came out with them dolls? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Posable action figures. They were like, wait a minute. You can play with little Negro slaves at home now? What is that?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I digress.
Hey, right. Well, but it's the truth. And it's the truth, but it's a conversation. Race is a conversation that needs to be talked about, and no one wants to talk about it.
Yep, and
no
I don't want to talk about it either. You're listening to Black on Black Crime.
That's a Black on Black Crime right there. You
it sure
with the
is.
Juice. You messing with the juice.
She was rolling with the juice. And I don't mean the juice. All right. Matter of fact, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Black on Black, right? She was rolling with the juice, and she just messed up. All right, we'll be back after this message. We'll take a quick one. This is Black on Black Crime.
When was the last time something made your jaw drop? Campbell's has 24 new soups that will make it drop over and over again. From jam and jerk chicken to creamy Gouda bits, see what's new from Campbell's. It's amazing what soup can do.
Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're a single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I've decided to come in without bed music because I want to use this for, I want to talk about Malcolm X, and his birthday was yesterday. And we didn't really, you know, I didn't see a lot of promotion or anything talking about Malcolm X's birthday. The news didn't do a slight little 2 second, today is so-and-so's birthday, but since we need to respect it and honor it, I wanted to start off with a moment in the profile on Malcolm X, or El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. Now, on May 19th, he was born, 1925, Malcolm Little, Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, was born in Omaha, Nebraska, where he was the fourth of seven children to Earl and Louise Norton. He also is internationally recognized, if you don't know who he is, as a leader and an advocate for oppressed people around the world. He was assassinated at age 39. Now, if you didn't see the Spike Lee 1992 film based on his life, that film rests amongst the nation's treasures in the world's largest film archive now, TV and sound recordings. Just over a year ago, it was inducted and preserved in the National Film Registry of the Library of Congress. So if you didn't get a chance to see X starring Denzel, who should have got an Academy Award, it's in the National Archives. Now, in fact, if you don't know the story of Malcolm when he was little, since we don't really talk about history of Malcolm X, Malcolm had his first encounter with racism before he was even born. He said, when my mother was pregnant with me, she told me later that a party of hooded Ku Klux Klan riders galloped into her home, brandishing their shotguns and rifles. They shouted for his father to come out. The harassment continued. When Malcolm was 4 years old, a local Klan member smashed all of the family's windows, causing Earl Little to decide to move from Omaha to East Lansing, Michigan. The racism didn't stop there. The family encountered in East Lansing more racism than he did in Omaha. Shortly after they moved in 1929, a racist mob set their house on fire, and the town's all-white emergency responders refused to do anything. The white police and fire came and stood out and watched their house burn to the ground, is what Malcolm X said. Now, later in 1931, it got much worse. Earl Little's dead body was discovered, laid out on a municipal streetcar track. Although Malcolm X's father was very likely murdered by white supremacists, from whom he had received frequent death threats, the police officially ruled his death a suicide, thereby voiding the large life insurance policy he had purchased in order to protect his family in the event of his death. Now, Malcolm X's mother never recovered from that shock and her grief of her husband's death. In 1937, She was committed to a mental institution, and Malcolm left home to live with family and friends and family. Now, Malcolm X's legacy as a civil rights hero is commended through the posthumous publication of his autobiography of 1965, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, as told by Alex Haley. It was named by Time magazine as one of 10 required reading nonfiction books. Now, I'm going to end this by saying a quote of Malcolm. He said, "I do not pretend to be a divine man. I do believe in divine guidance, divine power, and in the fulfillment of divine prophecy. I am not educated, nor am I an expert in any particular field, but I am sincere, and my sincerity is my credentials." And that would be Malcolm X. So if you want to go check that out, Malcolm X's birthday was yesterday, and I just wanted to respect it on the program. We'll bring Kai on first. Back to black-on-black crime. Sorry, that was a long-winded way to go. But I wanted to make sure that we kind of talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. But, you know, just listening to that just gets my pressure up. And, you know,
yeah, you say how race gets a little tough.
Yeah, especially after we just talked about being colorblind. This is why, you know, I mean, I'm maybe 25 minutes away from an incident that just happened a couple of weeks ago where they burned a cross on someone's front lawn while they were in the house. So for people to act like, you know, this color issue is not an issue, it is still in 2013. It's still an issue. And just listen to that just, you know, just makes you angry all over again. You know, but I would have loved to have met and interviewed him.
Yes. You know, I actually posted a clip, a YouTube clip of one of his aides, and he kind of acted as a bodyguard. He was a photographer for Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
And he told some really, really interesting stories about him and why Malcolm hired a photographer. He said, "They're demonizing me in the media," and he needed people to take pictures with him and his family. And, you know, Dick Gregory said that he was always the loudest person laughing in the front of the Apollo, like he would always go to the shows and stuff. So nobody ever showed different sides of him, trying to paint a picture of him being an angry black man, like, you know, what's going on still today.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daniel, is there anything that you wanted to comment about the story?
Well, I was able to read some of his autobiography. I never did get through all of it, but it's amazing how much he experienced at a young age when it comes to racial hatred, discrimination, mental illness, having to make his own way as a young man, and still being able to rise above all that to prominence and to have a voice in our struggle, if you want to call it that. And it's just kind of interesting that he and Dr. Martin Luther King were assassinated in their 39th year their 40th year, but never actually made it to the age of 40.
So
I wonder if there was some conspiracy in that. But the fact that he was able to come from where he came to the voice of the Nation of Islam and then to actually make a pilgrimage to Islam, to actually find himself, if you want to call it that, and to make peace with who he was, I mean, that just shows him going full circle. And that's to be applauded and commended.
Yeah.
Yep, he saw the bigger picture, but he never lost sight of the race issues. And so that's a part of the story that I don't want to miss here, because just like Martin Luther King, we like to water down people who actually pass and say, no, they really liked white folks. And it was a part of that whole conspiracy that energy kind of killed them. So I want to bring on Finesse, and I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I just wanted to know, what did you think about Malcolm and some of the story that you heard?
Well, for me, Malcolm was one of the first person I really studied in black history. And he meant a lot to me because he just showed a human side, his mistakes, how he turned himself around, how much of how aggressive he was as an activist. And even when he was wrong after he took his trip to Islam and came back, he said, you know, we got to discuss this thing about race and we can all work together. And that's basically the reason why he was assassinated. It wasn't for anything else. It was for that reason. Because they don't want people to discuss that. It's the same thing now. Anytime that they can start a conspiracy, they will, or anything they can, you know, and I don't want to say conspiracy, but anytime they can start trouble or friction between the races, they will, because it makes money. It's good for business. But when it comes outright sitting down talking about it, they don't want to do it. I just posted something yesterday in the room about Soledad. I had no idea that white folks felt the way they did. I had a feeling, but she talked about how they questioned her, how they wanted her to stop talking about it, about race, because it was, you know, we keep talking about it. There's no need to talk about it, but it is, because we still have, this still exists, like Kai said, just a few weeks ago, running across on somebody's yard while they're still in it.
Yeah.
There's still black folks getting stopped. I've been stopped. I was in Florida. I'm on the sidewalk walking, and I got stopped by cops.
He got pulled over walking?
Pulled over
well,
walking.
I had a cousin that got pulled over walking, so I had to say the same thing.
I mean, so but, this stuff, and you can't understand it unless you live in a person's shoes. You can't. You can't understand what it's like to be black, what it's like to be a Muslim. You can't understand what it's like to be Asian. You can't until you walk in a person's shoes and you hear the kind of things that people say to you and discriminate against you. There was something on the roof talking about names. And, you know, people still discriminate on jobs, but now they can do it by name. So if your name is Blanquita or Shankita or something that's not spelled correct. No, this is what the article brought up. We're talking about race.
Okay.
They are saying you won't get jobs. You know, they're discriminating based on race from a name. So it still exists. And for people to say, again, we're talking about people who come out and say, oh, there's no such thing as race. Race is not an issue. But, you're deceiving yourself. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to bring up post-traumatic slave disorder. If you have an issue with this, Dr. Joy DeJury, and I actually posted it. She talks about this in the denial of what she called cognitive dissonance, and it's what the fact that white folks never even want to talk about race with black people. That's part of what the problem is. So don't get too hung up on that part. Now, on that note, I want to bring in our commissioner. She's been in. Bringing our commissioner, Kathleen. How are you, Kathleen? And by the way, she must have us on mute, but Kai's here, Vanessa's here, and
everybody.
Daniel.
Sorry, I'm over here talking. Sorry about that. Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Hey, Commissioner.
Hey. Hey, Commissioner.
Okay,
Commissioner, I need to get in contact with you. I need to get some divorce papers or separation papers together, because me and Zoe just don't work out. She disrespected my household.
She didn't hear the first part of the show with Zadonna Dentz, or now the ex-former Zadonna.
Yeah.
He's having a moment with her.
It's okay. It'll be all right.
Okay. Well, I just need to file this. I'm trying to get half, though, from her. I'm not going to front.
send him to his pastor. They need to work that out in therapy. All right, Kamish, you're on. What do you? Go ahead.
I didn't have that much to say other than, you know, Malcolm was always above and beyond every one of our incredible leaders. Malcolm X was always my favorite. There was just so much about him that was so powerful, you know, not only from where he started, how he started as Red, and where he wound up, the wisdom, the courage, the bravery, not taking anything away from anyone else, and the swagger. It was just, he was just one of my favorites in black history, even to his pilgrimage, and, you know, just really able to face his truth and be totally unapologetic about it in public. Even if it meant reversing himself or changing or, you know, shifting, making additions to his beliefs, he was authentically a man of God and truly stood for that in the face of all kinds of stuff, you know, and a man of integrity with his family and so forth. So I thank you for always coming back to, you know, what's important and our, in our history, and keeping us abreast of the knowledge that we all need to keep close at hand.
You know, I have to say that I have a lot of respect for him in a lot of ways, but one of the things that I've heard recently and from the people who knew him and the people who were close to him is that he kept that integrity in private. And I know we've seen the for those who've watched Malcolm, the Spike Lee's version, or the documentary part, how the FBI kept actually putting in their documents that this guy is doing nothing. They couldn't get anything on. They like, he's not cheating on his wife. He's not saying anything out of the ordinary. He's not bad-mouthing. He won't talk about anybody behind their back. They were having a problem with him because they were saying that he was too above board. And so one of the things to not forget about his character is that that was a public and a private, his character in public and private. So I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget on his birthday, you know, our first show after his birthday, that we didn't talk about this, because everybody acts as if they're scared to talk about black people that they admire. And so although this is black on black crime, where people over-criticize and analyze and all of that other stuff, we actually get to respect people on this show as well. So I wanted to make sure that we kind of talked about that a little bit.
And Esprit?
Yes, sir.
Esprit? Yeah, we talked earlier, and I just wanted to throw this in as a little history that I didn't even know until yesterday, to add on top of this with Malcolm. If it wasn't for Mega Evers, we would never have black folks on TV. He was the first black, and this is the 40th anniversary of a black man being on TV and talking about, as far as doing news, not being interviewed, but doing news, holding a newscast or whatever. He was the first. And he was assassinated a month later after the very first appearance. But he opened the way for myself, for Brian Gumbel, for any black male or female, anybody of color to see on TV. He was the first. And I did not know that until yesterday. And it's the 40th anniversary. So just wanted to send a shout-out to the family as well, and just giving you a little history knowledge as well.
There you go. All right. And so I want to remind everyone, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. This is show about, you know, when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze black people in other areas they won't consider anyone else. You can check us out in the archives at espriradio.solarsyracuse.com/BOBC, that's Black on Black Crime, or you can email us, BOBC@solarsyracuse.com. Now, before we move on, or we're going to move on to some of the news and entertainment that's going on before we, you know, as we go out of the show, we'd like to do some of those things. So Michael Mann, who was previously attached to direct this movie called Gold, it's a contemporary thriller, and it was set around a ruthless search for gold, pretty much a story based on a true story about a 1993 Brex Mineral Corporation mining scandal, right? Mann appeared to hand over directorial duties to Spike Lee this week. Now, the report said that this might be Spike Lee's next film after Old Boy. I don't know what that film's about, but that film is currently in post-production. So for all those people who bash Spike Lee, we do Black on Black Crime and hear the Spike Lee need to get a life kind of thing, Spike Lee's busy. And I wanted to say, because Vanessa and I talked about this earlier, at the Knicks game, I think Spike flew in all night from Switzerland or someplace. So Spike is out getting busy, and I look forward to seeing my next Spike Lee movie. All right. Now, VH1 has ordered Kimberly Elise's scripted one-hour-long drama Hit the Floor. It was previously titled Bounce. It co-stars Taylor Page and Charlotte Ross. I don't know who those are. Those are newcomers. And Dean Cain. Now, Hit the Floor follows the lives and loves of some Los Angeles Devil Girls. It's a dance team for a professional basketball team. And it centers around Aisha, a sheltered woman who joins the team against the wishes of her mother, who's Kimberly Elise. And it's going to premiere on VH1 on Monday, May 27th at 9 o'clock. It is called VH1's Biggest Scripted Ever to Date, Effort to Date. So I think they have a pretty big budget for this. I don't know. Did you hear about that show, Finesse? Or Kai?
Yeah, I heard about it. And I think VH1 is slowly becoming the black channel because I think the majority of their shows are black.
I didn't
or
hear about
have,
it.
Or black writers. But from what I understand, it's supposed to be a pretty good show.
Oh, I didn't hear about it, but I'm glad Kimberly Elise is branching out and doing some other things. That's great. I'll be looking for that.
That was actually when I saw it, and I saw it a few weeks ago, and, you know, as they started releasing clips on it, I kept saying, oh, this might be pretty cool. So for those people who are into a little science, kind of like I am, there's a production of a new documentary series called Cosmos, Space-Time Odyssey, that's beginning filming, and it's starring, he's hosting world-renowned astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. And if you don't know who he is, that black man is sharp, right? We don't really watch the Science Channel as much as we should, but he is hosting this show. And the thing about it is it's the second of an original series, which is called Cosmos, A Personal Voyage. Its first broadcast was in 1980 and has been viewed by 750 million people worldwide. And he's doing the second one. Right. And if you don't know, because I didn't know this, the studio that's putting this on is based out of Ithaca, New York.
Hmm.
For Kai and Finesse's reference. It just shows you what small companies can do.
That's awesome.
Ithaca
big things come in small packages. That's what I always say.
near Cornell, just a small area. And Image Entertainment has acquired all the U.S. rights to Winnie. I know. Don't even worry about Finesse. Keep going. All right. Image Entertainment has acquired all the U.S. rights to Winnie, the Winnie Mandela biopic starring Jennifer Hudson and Terrence Howard. Image will release the film in U.S. theaters this fall. And by the way, Image Entertainment is owned by Robert Johnson. I'm glad we're towards the end of the show so we don't get too many BET black-on-black crimes on this particular that particular topic. Because I know Finesse probably got a couple.
Bob Johnson going to do a Mandela story, but he's going to show garbage when he had BET?
He's evolving.
Anybody hear that music?
Let's just say that.
Bob Johnson, call me. We need to talk. I need to interview you.
No, okay. The
Kevin
film
Smiley, you call me too. I need to talk to you too.
All right, the film has already attracted controversy, by the way, because of the casting, which was shot primarily, you know, it's Jennifer Hudson, and the lack of communication and input from the real Winnie Mandela. They never even really talked to her before they did this biopic. Here we go again, right?
I hear she's not happy.
Here we go, Bob Johnson.
See, you were almost about to justify your black-on-black crime. I guess I should have said that first.
All I know is Bob Johnson needs to come talk to me. Tavis, too. I'm waiting for y'all.
All right. Well, on that note, all right. Daniel, what's up, Daniel? You want to give us any last words before we get out of here?
I'm good, man. It would be nice to see focus on the first letter in its acronym.
Or focus on black people.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to say that. My bad. Finesse, before you start. Let's go to Kathleen. Let's go to sane people first. Kathleen?
Yes.
We missed her the whole program. All right, we want to give you some parting shots. I know you missed a lot of the program, but Finesse was kind of behaved until his woman went off the boat. So I just want to let you know.
Oh, okay.
Finesse didn't. Yeah, I just want I'm not telling on you, Finesse. It's not like me tattletaling and stuff, but I just wanted to let her know. Finesse is okay.
Well, maybe we'll just reserve the flag today since he's feeling depressed about getting a divorce. So we'll wait and hold that flag till next week.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
I told Finesse that if he saved up any brownie points, he can use them on his woman, because that's a domestic violence issue, and we don't do that on Black on Black Crime. All right. Kai.
Get up,
Kai.
Yes.
All right. Kai, was there any parting shots that you want to give for the Beyonce story or for the Eve story? Because we all agreed that there was some black on black crime committed today. So
yes, it was. And you know, we just have to remember to be kind. In the words of Ellen, be kind to one another. Even, you know, don't step on others trying to make your way to the top.
Did you say in the words of who?
In the words of Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres. Be kind to
one another. Oh, I'm sorry. That is a whole different show, and you shouldn't have brought her up before Finesse is up. Finesse, you're up. You're wrong for that guy.
You couldn't find anybody else. Black
I'm
quote.
Sorry.
Anyone? Is that a crime?
I'm just saying. Anyway, I have two parting shots. Kelly, please do something about your weed. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, see,
black
that's
on
it.
Black crime. That's head flag right there.
And Zoe,
she
was messing with the juice.
You go,
saw her walking in the rain.
Hey, Finesse.
Yeah.
She's all
yes.
My life.
I'm sorry, Kathleen. He started singing Orange Juice Jones songs.
Orange
so gonna put down
Jones.
On the board. Yeah, yeah. She was messing with the juice. And, yeah, she was messing with the juice. As in Finesse, and now she's gone. All right, so we'll see.
But I just want to say, I got to say this again in case anybody didn't hear me. Anything about a weave is 10 flags.
What? See, that's
I started
it.
Hey, well, listen.
Start at 10.
If you get a weave that you pay for and it look good, that's
no
one thing. But
flag
that weave look like it came from World Wars.
30 flags.
World Wars? Is that even around still?
I'm sorry, Finesse just got muted. He just got Dwight Howard. He's out. He was bucking for the flags, so he's out on
the show.
Oh my God. He was up to 30 flags already.
All right, we'll check you guys out next week. Finesse has just been Dwight Howard. All right, we'll be back next week.